This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. law enforcement authorities have opened a criminal investigation into Wednesday's attack on the U.S. Capitol by pro-Trump supporters, which left four people dead and dozens wounded. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia Michael Sherwin said 15 people have been charged in federal court in Washington in connection with the rioting, while 40 others were charged in the lead-up to the rioting, most of them for unlawful entry onto Capitol grounds. The federal charges include theft of government property and firearms violations. Some of the rioters who stormed the Capitol were fired from their jobs Thursday after internet police publicized their identities. The District of Columbia Police Department released photos of people in Wednesday's melee and potential charges against them. The FBI also asked the public to help it identify rioters. Law enforcement officials in charge of protecting the Capitol repeatedly declined offers of additional assistance ahead of Wednesday's riot. A day after the chaos, the Associated Press reports, Capitol Police Chief Steve Sun submitted his resignation late Thursday, and a source with knowledge of the matter told the AP the chief's last day would be January 16th. In a statement earlier on Thursday, Sun defended his officer's action, but he did not say why he declined additional manpower and resources on what before Wednesday's melee. For additional news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. President Donald Trump conceded for the first time on Thursday that Joe Biden will be the next U.S. president, a day after his supporters stormed the Capitol as Congress was certifying Biden's victory. Trump, who as recently as Thursday morning continued to claim falsely that the election had been stolen from him, condemned Wednesday's violence, saying rioters had defiled the seat of American democracy, and said his focus would now turn to ensuring a smooth transition. Trump's remarks come after two top Democrats called for his removal from office following Wednesday's assault. President Trump's Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao announced her resignation Thursday, the first cabinet secretary to resign because of Wednesday's deadly invasion of the Capitol by a mob of Trump supporters. Late Thursday, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos became the second cabinet member to resign a day after the violence at the Capitol. She blamed Trump for inflaming tensions. Chao and DeVos joined a growing list of resignations from the Trump administration after hundreds of Trump supporters broke into the Capitol as legislators were in the process of certifying the Electoral College votes in the November election. Chao joined. The White House did not immediately comment on the resignations of Chao and DeVos. Indonesia released from prison a radical cleric linked to a terrorist attack on the tourist island of Bali nearly 20 years ago. More than 200 people, mostly foreign tourists, were killed at two nightclubs in October of 2002. Abu Bakar Bashir, now 82 years old, left a prison near the capital, Jakarta, early Friday. Indonesian authorities say Bashir would enter a de-radicalization program because they are concerned over his continued influence in extremist circles. The U.S. state of California recorded more than 1,000 deaths from COVID-19 in a two-day period Thursday, and the U.S. reported a one-day record 3,865 American deaths, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. The grim figures come as nearly 6 million Americans have been vaccinated against the disease. Meanwhile, on Thursday, Britain announced mandatory COVID-19 tests for all international arrivals to the country. Japan's prime minister declared a state of emergency for Tokyo and three surrounding jurisdictions. The decree takes effect today through February the 7th. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, via remote, VOA News.